In Sega vocal tracks. This is The Voice of Sega with Dr. Scottnik.
Yeah. but I didn't mean to trouble you. I was just cruising along in my BMW when I saw you driving by. You caught my eye, and then I thought, why are you on your own, all alone? Talking with someone on the end of a phone. Is there another guy just waiting for you to get home? Ha! Girl, I should have known. So what is the deal between you and me? Can we get together, watch TV? I know there's a place that you'd rather be, where the money means nothing and the drinks are free. Let me take you there, no need to be aware. Did I tell you I'm a millionaire? Forget about him, I'll treat you right. Let me turn out the light and we can get it on tonight. Ha! Come on! Yeah! Let's get it on tonight. Like that, it's like that. All night, baby, come on. So you followed my car along the freeway. I gave you plenty of room, lots of leeway. We drove for a while, not more than a mile. Keeping in touch, talking on the mobile. The clock went 10 when we got to my mansion. The only thing that I could think about was expansion. We went into the kitchen and I poured some wine. And I thought to myself, ha ha, girl, you're mine. I told you to undress me, caress me, try to impress me, but just don't possess me. What you wanna do, anything you want to, that feels good, please continue. Forget about him, now he's out of sight. Hey, it's me, I'll make it alright. So come on, why don't you turn out the light, and let's get it on tonight. Come on, huh.
All night.
Say what, let's get it on tonight. Following morning, the day was dawning. I got up yawning, saw you lying in my bed, scratching your head. And then you said to me,
where are you going, honey?
To make some money, I replied, what's so funny? You looked at me with the smile on your face, like you wanted something, another embrace. So I paused for a minute to say goodbye. I really didn't want to make you cry. I left for work about 9:30, forgot about what I'd left behind. The day was okay, kinda lazy, hazy, but when I got home you really amazed me. I got through the door to my shared delight, you were still in bed. Hell, let's get it on tonight. Let's get it on tonight.
And welcome to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. I am your host, Dr. Scottnik. What we just started off there was with good old Escape from the City, the Cash Cash remix from Sonic Generations. Then after that we had Team Chaotix from Sonic Heroes. Now, I think I should be calling this show the late night breakfast show, because every time I do a show, I'm having breakfast. So for today, I'm having a lovely egg sandwich, which is brought to me by my mother. What a beautiful woman. Shouts out to Mama Scottnik. So yes, that is very important, but there is also something else important as well. I have a special guest with me. Wow. He is a Radio Sega old-timer, a senior, if you will, and also the host of that Radio Sega show. I believe it's called Club Sega, am I right there? Unless I just got it completely wrong.
Yes, spot on.
It is, no, Mr. I Need me. Fruit.
Hello everyone, hello. And yeah, thank you very much, Scott, for having me on your show. It's a privilege and an honour, shall I say.
It shouldn't be. You should be quite scared.
I'm very scared, but you know, I have actually a little something planned for you later on, if you don't mind. I'm not going to overtake your show, but I've got a couple of questions to ask you a bit later on. I'd say it's a quick fire round, but anyway, we'll get to that later on.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, well, See, that's what I thought. You know, rather than being scared, I think I should just make you scared.
Good idea. So today, in today's show, we'll be doing whatever he has in store for me, oh god. We'll be talking about some video games. Generally, when I do these shows, I don't actually, like, plan out what we're going to talk about. So I just generally say certain genres, or not genres, certain things, and then we just sort of go from there. So I usually say the same thing every week because I don't really plan it out. So yes, like usual, we'll be talking about games and also movies. Because Mr. I Need Fruit is quite the movie nut, like myself.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Let's talk movies, that sounds good.
But before all of that, we're going to go back into some more music. And today we have quite a lot of Sonic tracks. So if you got a bit bored from the history of Sonic earlier on, well, tough, because you're getting more Sonic. Coming up next is from Sonic Free Riders. It is the theme of Metropolis Speedway. Enjoy. Welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was the theme of Metropolis Speedway from Sonic Free Riders, and then after that we had The Chosen One from Shadow the Hedgehog. Now, today I am with a very, 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 very special guest on making his Voice of Sega debut. It is Mr. I Need Fruit.
Hello, hello, hello everyone.
I don't know why I just introduced you, earlier, but hello
that
to
was...
you.
But that introduction was a lot better than the one I got before, which was basically you called me an elder. Pretty sure you gave a Zimmer frame before, but yeah, no, I'm going to go for a very, very, very special guest. I like that.
Well, yeah, technically you are quite the elder compared to myself.
Definitely. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You are the teacher. Day, I am the learner.
Oh, back in my day, we used to have, you know, eight megabits of gaming and free lives. Did you ever play a game with free lives, Scott?
Never. I have no idea what you want about.
You don't know about the struggle, man. The free life struggle.
All I remember is I do remember dial up. I remember those days. But
fair enough. Yeah.
I'm not like these kids today, where they're like, "Well, what's a VHS? What's that?"
I
that actually happened to me the other week. I was talking to this little kid and I'm like, "Oh, I used to watch some VHS all the time," and they're like, "What's VHS?" And I'm like, a video sort of thing. They're like, "What, like a YouTube video?" And I was like, what? And then I showed them a picture and they're like, "What's that?" My heart broke. I was like,
"Do you know what VHS stands for?"
Video. Video. Is it? Is video? Yeah, video.
It's definitely video.
Do you know what it stands for?
Yes, but I'm waiting for you to answer the question.
Video home system. I don't know.
Yeah, perfect.
Is it? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I should be saying
one.
VCR, not VHS.
VHS is good.
Yeah.
What does VCR stand for, Scott?
VCR video.
Let me just Google it.
Oh, you don't even know that one.
No, I have no idea. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Video cassette recording.
Yeah, I knew that. Obviously.
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So my Sam, my software that we do the show on, is telling me that my voice is quite quiet compared to I Need Fruit. So if everyone in the chat could tell me how it sounds, should I turn mine up a bit? Should I turn it down a bit? Because I couldn't bother to figure it out for myself. So, Mr.
I can turn me down if you want.
Yeah. Just maybe a little quiet. Bit. There we go. Yeah. So, how has your week been this week?
Oh, man, I've had the best week. I really have. I've been off work for an entire week, which means I've played a lot of video games and watched a lot of films. So, it's pretty good.
Gives us a lot talked about today.
Yeah, definitely. Me?
Yeah. On the other hand, I have been so busy. So busy. Last week I handed in 3 overdue assignments. Congratulations to me.
Nice.
One of them was 4 weeks late, but let's not talk about that.
they still accepted it.
Thankfully. I'm sorry, I'm still nice. Currently eating my egg sandwich, which is just beautiful. It's starting to get cold now, so I'm like, I gotta eat this now.
Here we go. This is an important question. Sorry, I have to interrupt. What kind of egg sandwich are you eating? Is that a fried egg sandwich?
Fried egg sandwich. The only way.
It's the best. That's the best sandwich, man.
That is true. What is there any of all this hard boiled egg sandwich? That's all right.
Yeah, with mayonnaise and cress.
I'm not that big of a fan of the mayonnaise game.
Oh really? But really? Mayonnaise is made from egg, so it's like egg and egg together.
Oh, it's like exception right there.
Exactly, it's a bit of exception going on.
I'm quite the fussy eater. To be honest,
are you really?
Yes, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like anything spicy. I don't like. My favorite food is pasta because it's just so plain.
Absolutely not. I cannot understand that. I cannot understand. You don't like tomatoes?
Nah, don't like tomatoes.
What? What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Even like when I get a burger at like a restaurant or something, I'll take off the pickle and the tomato.
No, I understand the gherkin on top. Like, get rid of that because no one wants the gherkin. But the
I heard that.
Yeah, the wife back there. She feels the need to join in on the conversation. Say hi, Luce. There we go. Yeah, I don't understand the tomato thing though, man. The tomatoes are the best.
I used to also get rid of the onion, but I'm starting to enjoy the onion game now. I'm starting to enjoy it now.
I am
experimenting.
Good.
But anyway, where were we? college. So this lecturer, he doesn't care about due dates. He's like, just give it to me by the end of the semester. I'll be fine.
Wow, really? Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is great. But the thing is, with work, I always leave it to the last minute when I get motivated to do it. So if I have
get
like
motivated.
If I have like 4 weeks to do the assignment, I won't do it straight away because I'm like, I don't want to do it now. I've got plenty of time to do it. Mm-hmm. So I always wait till the last possible minute and I'm like, oh damn, I have to do this now. So then I get the motivation, my brain clicks on and I'm able to like write out really good stuff. Like last year, for example, I had to do an essay on analysing a music video for one of my classes. Mm, and cool. I did it the morning it was due and I got the highest mark in the class.
Oh wow, really? That's amazing.
So
that's so cool.
The thing is, with this lecturer at college, the fact that he doesn't care about due dates makes me not even motivated to do it on the day where it says it's due.
Right, yeah.
It's, nice. So, he's not going to care, I'll do it a bit later. So I'm going to try to find different ways to motivate myself.
Yeah, I guess there's no motivation like a hand-in date, right? Like a looming hand-in date.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to just chase up because Twinny and Gum are both saying that pickles are better than tomatoes in burgers.
Nah.
What?
Well, I don't like either of those. I was just about to say that. What? I'm like, are they crazy?
What is going on?
So really? Twinny just said, I would take the tomato off a burger, or of a burger, he said, but the pickles always stays.
Pickle stays? Interesting.
That is...
Okay. So why don't we impose to the IRC, instead of burgers, what about hot dogs? Because hot dogs are a weird thing. Like, some people like their pickles on it, some people don't. Some people like...
For me, it's just tomato sauce, that's it. I don't play with no mayonnaise. Yeah.
No ketchup. No mustard?
No mustard.
No ketchup. Really?
Yeah. Gun wants a 1v1 outside McDonald's. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
outside of Mackey's, mate. That's what they call it in Australia.
Settle this Mackey's. Outside Mackey D's.
did you know that the term for McDonald's in Australia is Mackey's?
Mackey's. Wow. Really?
Yeah, Mackey's. Actually, Mackey's. That's like the only Australian slang I like. Every other piece of slang I absolutely hate.
Yeah, I like Mackey's.
Mackey's like rolls off the tongue. It's like you don't have to go McDonald's, Mickey D's. You just go Mackey's. So. Mackey's. Like, you don't have to put any effort into saying it.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
I like. But then you have other...
Twinny says, who puts pickles on hot dogs? I mean, that's... you get sauerkraut on hot dogs. And Twinny, being from New York City, should know that's a thing. Sauerkraut and what do they put on it as well in New York City? I say no, he should know. I have no idea because I don't live there, so maybe I'm wrong, but yeah.
But in Mackey's. Australia, people do some really good sausage rolls, hot dogs. Oh, amazing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have this store in Australia called Bunnings Warehouse, which is like a warehouse sort of thing, obviously, where you can get like, it's like sort of like, if you want to build stuff, like it's got like timber, like all the appliances you need, like a wheelbarrow, etc., etc. And outside the front of Bunnings, almost every day, they have like a hot dog stand. And their hot dogs are just beautiful. It's like $2. Just chuck them $2. And then you just... That's the only reason I go there.
And yeah.
Dad's like, do you want to go to Bunnings? I'm like, sausage roll? He's like, sure thing. And I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Oh. See, yeah. Hot dogs. They're very rare, actually, in the UK now. Like, you have to make your own. You're not going to get them for takeaways, that's for sure. You're not going to get any stalls hanging around selling hot dogs, so, yeah.
Speaking of fast food, I don't know how we got on this topic, but I like this. what's your favourite fast food outlet?
Ooh, that's a good one. I might have to go for KFC, because I love my chicken, but... I was going to... Definitely not Subway. I think Subway is the worst one.
Everyone in the chat room knows I'm not gonna like this answer.
Are you a Subway guy?
I am. Dr. Scott Nick, the Subway guy.
Oh no, you need to relax. You need to evaluate what you're doing.
Okay, so
Subway's the worst.
last year I was with my YouTube pals, and and they're like, oh, where should we go to eat? And someone suggested Subway. And I'm like, I've never had Subway before. This was like October last year, September. And they're like, you've never had Subway before. And then they're like, what? So they took me to Subway. And I had a Subway. And then I fell in love with it. And now every like once every 2 weeks or so, I will have a meatball sub from Subway.
Scott, plus Scott. Please, don't go to Subway.
Why no Subway?
It's the worst. How is it the worst? Really is. Oh man, like the bread is like really sweet and weird, and then like it. When I leave a Subway, I leave feeling hungry still and slightly ill. It's
probably
the
just,
worst.
Probably just English Subway.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Just but, like yeah, definitely. Definitely KFC for me is my favourite. But I don't go for the burgers. This is the secret of KFC. You go for a...
Yeah, because I had KFC the first time the other month, actually. I know, I haven't done anything, though.
Wow.
I thought it was
disappointing. You
want
to go for that box of chicken. You want that box of chicken.
Yeah,
nice.
I had
that's it.
I had a chicken burger for my first time around. I was like, nah. No. And then I had some good old popcorn chicken. I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah, popcorn chicken rules. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
But from my experiences traveling the world, I have to say that fast food generally is much better in Australia than anywhere else.
Oh, is that right?
McDonald's, for example, in Australia is really good. In England, it's all right. America, but in Australia, it is very good.
That's funny, because I'd assume that, like, McDonald's being from America, they would really nail it and do it a lot better than anywhere else abroad, maybe. I don't know.
And Australia was the place that invented the McCafe, fun fact for you. They also...
McCafe?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's that?
You don't have a McCafe? It's like...
Nope.
It's the cafe section in McDonald's.
Oh, so you can just sit there and have a coffee and not feel bad about not eating.
Yeah, they have, like, coffees, they have, like, cakes and all that sort of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I saw you have it in England.
Yeah, I bet we do. I've just never seen it, but yeah.
Do you have a McCafe near where you are? There we go. She'll answer all our questions. And they also recently created... They also recently created the create your own taste sort of thing, which is now in America as well, which you can like create your own sort of burger. Like you choose the meat you want, you choose the buns, you choose the cheese, any extras. And then they come out and serve it to you. You don't have to wait for it. It's like the restaurant experience at McDonald's, because that's what you want.
Yeah, right. We should pose the question to the chat room. What if you could have four ingredients in your burger? What would they be?
Ooh.
You know, so you automatically get bread and a burger. So what four extras make it the best burger in the world?
So at the moment at McDonald's. So where I'm studying, there's a McDonald's like 4 minutes down the road. So every 2 weeks or so, I'll go there just for a little treat, just to add to my diabetes. Well, I don't have diabetes, but add to my my fat that's building up from McDonald's, because I do need some fat because I'm quite skinny. Anyway, so my current favorite choice is the chicken and cheeseburger at the moment, which is only $3, which is a really good deal. And I have this app on my phone that gets me a free medium drink if you spend over $3. So I get this chicken and cheeseburger and a medium drink, $3. I'm like, this is a bargain, this is beautiful. And then at McDonald's here, for a while they had a deal where between 12 and 2 p.m. you could get a cheeseburger for $1.
Right.
So I'd get the chicken and cheeseburger and the cheeseburger and then like combine it for $4 plus a drink. So like just say double cheeseburger meal, that costs about like $5.50. So I'm like, this is... And all you get extra is like maybe some chips, but I'm like, don't need chips.
No, well, yeah.
And
that
then
like
the next fun. Time I went in, they're like, oh, sorry, we're not doing that deal anymore. And I cried.
No! Oh! That's harsh.
So now if I want chicken deal. Burger / cheeseburger sort of mashup, I have to go with the hamburger, which costs like $2. So I have to spend $5.
Wow. Oh, Gums just said her four ingredients for the ultimate burger is lettuce, cheese, tomato, and onion. I mean, you can't really argue with that combo. That is the burger you want, right?
That is true. But to be honest, I'm all about... It's not really a fast food place, but I'm all about that Greg's life.
Oh, the Greg's. Let's go.
Greg's. Oh,
the,
my gosh.
The molten cheese that burns you. What you need to do is buy a Greg's like pasty or sausage roll thing, and then leave it for 2 hours to cool down, and then you can enjoy it. Otherwise, they're so hot when you buy them.
As Gum knows, I am quite the fan of Greg's, more so than Subway. Yeah. Greg's is my life. Every time I come, when I come to England, I'm not looking forward to seeing my family. Well, I am. I'm just looking forward to going to Greg's, getting a ham and cheese roll, getting a sausage roll, getting a chocolate muffin. Greg's, man.
Love Greg's. Amazing.
The only disappointing thing about Greg's is their hot chocolates aren't the best.
Yeah. Well, again, with Greg's, the hot chocolates are way too hot, and there's not enough chocolate, so I don't know.
I don't know, maybe there needs to be some sort of UN meeting where people get together and say, you know, how much chocolate can you put in hot water for it to be hot chocolate? Because I've had some really bad hot chocolates where it's just like brown water. That's slightly sweet.
Anyway, we've been talking for the past 18 minutes. So
we really should play some music, right?
We should play some music. So coming up from Initial Stage D. Wow, what a surprise. Initial D arcade stage, or whatever this thing's called. Unfortunately, I did not have the song that I Need Fruit wanted, so I'll be sure to download that and play that for later. But coming up now is Boom Boom Japan. If this is a rubbish song, we'll end it early because it goes for 5 minutes. So we'll see how this goes. So thank you very much for listening to that fast food talk. If you don't like fast food, then I'm very sorry, but I hope you enjoy it anyway. And we'll see you when we come back to talk about probably some video games or movies.
Cool.
Or this quiz thing that he has in store for me. Oh, God. See you then.
Cool. Mr. Barry.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Boom Boom Japan from Initial D Arcade Stage, or something like that. So I don't know anything about this game. Could you tell me a bit about it?
About Initial D?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. It's an arcade game, only an arcade game, and it's like a in the bonnet. You sit down on the seat. You got gears. You got a steering wheel, and you're looking out of the windscreen. So there's no like zooming out. I think you can actually zoom out on some games, but the default kind of viewpoint is you're in that seat. And it's all about street racing in Japan, basically. It's about going up and down the mountains of Japan.
Oh, I've played obviously... this game. I've played this.
Yeah,
I just Googled it.
You played it?
Yeah.
There you go, yeah. Japan being like a very mountainous country, that is very common that they actually do races around the mountain tracks. But the manga that it's based on is really funny because... the guy who's riding the Initial D car, the AE86, I think the actual model of the car is, his dad secretly training him to be the best racing driver ever. He's actually a tofu deliverer, and this kid just rides around and delivers tofu. But his dad like gives him challenges, like puts like a cup of water on his dashboard, and he's like, you can't spill any water whilst you go and deliver this thing. So when he's changing gears and he's going up this hill and stuff, he has to keep like the water inside the cup. It's a good manga. Definitely check it out if you're into that kind of stuff. And also, if you ever see that arcade cabinet, it's amazing. One more thing about that game that's so godlike that I love is Sega in Joyopolis got two real cars, the AE86 and a Mazda, and actually put it onto hydraulics, and you could sit inside the car.
What?
And drive it, and it would rock the car around up and down these kind of mountainous
so cool. I love
it when racetracks.
They do that.
Yeah, so good, so good.
So yeah, next to the local cinema, they have like an arcade sort of thing there, and I remember I walked in there checking out some of the Sega ones, and this was one of the few here. There we go, good English.
Yeah.
And I tried it out, it was quite a bit fun. I wasn't the best at it, but it was alright. They also have a good old Daytona there as well.
Daytona!
Also have Ghost Squad.
Oh yeah, Ghost Squad's really cool. That's a great game.
And then also this other racing game, which is like an off-road sort of one. Don't remember the name of it. But it was oh, quite cool. So it's quite the big arcade, which is kind of cool. I haven't been in there for quite a while, so I should definitely check it out. But I just feel like a loser just walking in there by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
When everyone else is in there with their mates, I'm just like,
ugh. Hey guys, how's it going? Can I play some games with you?
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
No, don't be that guy, yeah.
So there was something I was going to say earlier, but it's completely gone past my mind. Oh yes, let's talk about some Sega news, shall we?
Yes.
As I just write in several Sega fan sites into my browser.
Sega news?
Alright, so Sega Bits for me hasn't been working properly for me for the past few days. I don't know why that
oh,
is.
Oh, really?
But it's working for me now. So, the Dreamcast 2 fan project shuts down. I thought it was pretty stupid to begin with, so I'm not too fussed about it being shut down. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good dream, I guess.
It
was Dreamcast. Never going to be a thing, really. I don't really know, like, what... I don't want to be harsh to them, but I don't get what the audience was for that. Like, you had the guys who want the Dreamcast or buy the Dreamcast and want the authentic experience, and then you've got people who want to play recent games. And where's that middle ground? I don't understand, but maybe it's just me. Maybe some people want a Dreamcast that plays all sorts, but...
plays Call of Duty.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Sonic Boom Fire and Ice Launch Edition announced for the Americas, which contains not only the game, but a DVD containing 3 episodes from Sonic Boom. Wow, 3 episodes, ooh. So many. It contains the Shadow the Hedgehog episode, the Metal Sonic episode, and just some random episode about chili dogs. So
they really fell away at the last one there, didn't they? Because yeah. I'm interested. Just they say Shadow's in it. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Shadow. Metal Sonic. Wow. Yeah, let's see a Metal Sonic episode, and then chili dogs. Where's like the Supersonic episode or something? That would have sold it for me.
Have you watched any of the Sonic Boom series?
I've watched a couple, you know, actually more than I probably should admit, because like off my job and stuff, I've kind of sat back and just like watched a couple of those episodes, and I watched a really weird one where there was like a female I forget the species, but it was like a bunny or something, and she was like, oh, I've hurt my ankle, and they all retell the story of how they saved this character, and that's quite a fun one.
I watched a very interesting one the other day where Eggman tries to defeat Sonic for the 100th time, but he doesn't, and then he gets depression from it.
Whoa, spoilers.
Well, I haven't started right in the beginning. So it's basically, the episode is basically him just sitting around at home eating ice cream, watching Downton Hedgehog.
Oh no.
And Sonic gets quite bored. He's like, hey, Eggman, you right? He's like, just leave me alone to suffer in agony and pain.
Oh no.
And I was like, this is very dark and deep for a kid's comedy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's almost like a Batman and Joker thing, isn't it? Without Sonic and Robotnik or Eggman. It's like they have to have each other to exist. Otherwise, if one just gives up, then there's not, like, what they're going to do.
So when Sonic Boom first started, I was quite disappointed in it, but now I actually quite like it. It's just the only bad thing, it's just the Wii U game just left a bad taste in everyone's mouth for the Sonic Boom franchise. So it's like, most people are just like, ugh, Sonic Boom.
It was so bad.
Have you played it at all?
Yeah. Well, does anyone really play that game? Because play, you know... Did you torture yourself with that game? Yeah, the way you play, the word play kind of connotates the idea of enjoyment and leisure time and stuff. But no, that game is like... Even the most hardcore fan must look at themselves and go, why am I playing this? Why am I doing this to myself?
I downloaded the demo for the game on the Wii U, and I was like, haha, no. That's the only Sonic game I haven't actually... Nintendo Sonic game I haven't actually bought. And I don't plan to for a while, because the prices haven't gone down at all. They're like still $60, which it is in Australia.
Yeah. I don't get that. I really don't get the... There's no price, kind of.
Yeah, and there's not even any pre-owned games, because no one even bought the game to begin with.
No, yeah, exactly. Can you imagine a Sonic Boom collection that they're going to release? Announced at E3 this year. By the way, did you hear that Sega are going to have a booth at E3 this year?
Well, they're not anymore, apparently. It's only going to be...
Are they not?
It's only going to be Atlas, and they're just going to share it with Atlas now. Atlas has like they have like a small little section, and they'll have like Persona, the new Boulder game that came out a few years ago. They're making a new one. Can't remember what it's called.
Rock of Ages 2, right?
Yeah, that one. They're going to have that, and then they're going to have Yakuza, Sonic Boom, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
it's all going to be together under the Atlas name for some reason. They're not going to have. I don't know, maybe they might have Sega there as well, but on the new 4 plan, it just says Atlas. Which is a bit surprising. This E3 is looking to be very, very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I read, and I'm going to make up the numbers completely here, but I read something like there was 800 last year, and there's only like 200 this year, which is completely made up numbers, but there is a huge drop in the amount of people on the actual show floor this year, which is interesting.
Yeah, I feel like E3 is like beginning to die out, I feel.
Yeah.
So if you're a Nintendo fan, you can look forward to Legend of Zelda. And Legend of Zelda...
The NX.
That's not going to be shown at all at E3.
Isn't it?
Nintendo announced that they're only going to show The Legend of Zelda for the Wii U. And also Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And that's going to be their showing for this year. And I'm like, man, last year was disappointing for Nintendo, but this year, it's even worse. So I don't know when they're planning on... Like, they've announced the launch date for the NX. They've said it's coming and all that, but they haven't actually shown what it is or the actual name of it.
Really? Wow. What's funny for me is I really enjoy E3 as a spectator. I quite enjoy watching the kind of keynote speeches and getting hype for different games and being like, oh, you know, Horizon looks cool and what Yarny looks awesome and all these kind of different games that just pop up in E3. And I just wonder where those games are going to go, whether E3 is going to become more of a like a just a trailer convention, just people promoting games, or whether it's just going to die out completely, you know? I don't know.
In some other Sega news, so this year we have Summer of Sonic, we have Sonic Boom, but we also have Sonic Revolution, which was started off by the folks over at Sonic Radio, for example, Sonic Remix and all that lot. And they just announced a very, very special guest, Ken Penders, for Sonic Revolution. So if you don't know who Ken Penders is, he is the notorious Sonic Archie person.
That's right, yeah.
Who got himself trying to sue Sega multiple times because of echidnas or some reason. I don't know the full story. But it's quite weird that they got Ken Penders out of everyone to go to this event. But for the memes, I guess. Be quite interesting to see how people react to him when they go to the event.
Mm. Yeah, that would be interesting. Because, I mean, I quite like the Archie comics, and if I was kind of more into that storyline, I definitely follow it, because I quite like the Archie storyline of the freedom fighter kind of aspect of the Sonic and crew and going against Robotnik, who basically rules the world or Metropolis, whatever. But yeah, I it's funny because he's fired so many shots at Sega now that you kind of think, well, are you part of the community, or are you not part of the community? Are you annoyed that Sega are taking ideas from you, or at least you think they are? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go back to some music. This show is going to overrun by a little bit. We were supposed to end 3 minutes ago, but we're only on our second talk bed.
I'm sorry.
So we might go a bit longer than usual, but that's all right. Are you fine with staying up a bit later?
Yeah, I don't mind. We're chatting way too much, so I'm so sorry. It's my fault.
No, it's all right. It's just some good bands. This is. So coming up next from Sonic Colors, it is Reach for the Stars. Enjoy.
Oh, June.
Running wild, living fast.
welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Reach for the Stars from Sonic Colors. I'm not playing that many songs tonight because we're just chatterboxes today. You just can't stop talking.
Yeah, we're just chatting. Yeah, having a good chin wag.
So as you know, me and Mr. I Need Fruit quite like movies. Mr. I Need Fruit is a media teacher. Are you still?
Yeah. Well, yeah, for the next 7 weeks I am, yeah.
And I am a media student. He's the master, I am the apprentice. So is Rose as well. Gum is the apprentice as well.
Yeah.
So, we like to talk about movies from time to time. And this week, I watched Alien for the first time. So, I never really cared all that much about Alien, to be honest. Before I became part of the Sega community, I was sort of, it was like not that well known to me, to be honest, which is sort of weird to say. And then Sega released Alien Colonial Marines, Alien Isolation, all that sort of stuff. And then I'm like, oh, this gets me sort of interested in the actual movie now. I should probably check this out sooner or later. So then the other week, I purchased Alien Isolation and Colonial Marines for like $4 on the Humble store. So I'm like, before I play these games, I should probably watch the movies first. So the other day, I watched Alien, the original one, by Ridley Scott, starring, what's the name again?
Sigourney Weaver.
That's the one. And I absolutely loved it.
Yes.
I found it a bit hard to get into at first, like the first 10 minutes of it, of a drag, I felt. But then after that, I got like really invested into it, and I was like, oh damn, what's gonna happen next? What's gonna happen?
Yeah.
And like,
well, yeah, it's definitely a horror movie first, isn't it? Before it's a sci-fi, it's a horror movie, and so they need to. Well, Ridley Scott needs to. He establishes the world that these people live in, and it's a real slow burn, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, and the thing is, the movie isn't even that long, but it just the way he like directs it and everything's so slow paced that it actually feels longer than it actually is. Like, it's only like an hour and a half.
Mm.
But it felt like it went on for 2 hours. And then last night I started watching Aliens. Started because I got really tired. I'm like, okay, I'll watch this today. And that goes on for like 2.5 hours. Just from the first 20 minutes I watched, it's much faster paced compared to Alien. It feels more like a modern day sort of like action sort of movie.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And they're completely different movies. I think I would say the first one is a horror movie and the second one's more like an action thriller kind of movie. Also, Aliens, the second one, is basically the genesis of the Space Marine. Every time you look at a Gears of War game or a Halo game or even like the futuristic Call of Duty games or anything, they all have their genesis with Aliens. James Cameron's Aliens is it's like the most seminal film that comes along with that kind of genre. Even down to the guns, like the futuristic guns and stuff, it's all there. If you watch that movie again, you'll see.
Yeah. So like later this afternoon, I'll definitely watch Aliens. I'll be sure to post my thoughts on Twitter. So be sure to follow me at Dr. Scotnik. Little plug there. So other than that, I cannot talk today. Just like most mornings when I do my show, I just mumble my words. I'm like, I also watched Cinderella the other day as well, the Disney remake. So recently I've been like, you know what, I'm gonna try out these Disney remakes because I absolutely love Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, not The Lion King, Jungle Book. There we go.
Jungle Book, there we go. Yeah,
when the new Jungle Book came out, I went to see it in cinema and I really, really, really enjoyed it. So I'm like, I should probably give these other ones a go because I wasn't really interested in them. I'm like, just stick with the original, don't bother with the new ones. But now I'm like, I'll try this out. So I started off with Alice in Wonderland, which was not the best one to start out with.
No,
I didn't like it at all, as I mentioned last week. Then I went on to watch the Cinderella movie, which came out last year, I believe, or late 2014, and it is a really, really, really good movie. I think I like it more than the original animation, The colours in the movie are just so colourful and bright and vibrant, and just, it's just a really, really nice looking movie. And also some of the acting is really, really good as well. Like, I got me in the feels quite a few times.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about the Jungle Book remake, and the actors in it. There's a crazy list of people. You go down and you just go, oh my goodness, there's like so many people. It's movie. I don't understand how they've managed to secure all these actors under budget, because you know you've got like Bill Murray and Ben Kingsley and Idris Elba as well. It's like, oh man, that's amazing. So good.
And then the other week, Disney released the teaser trailer for the Beauty and the Beast remake, starring Emma Watson.
Ooh, I haven't seen that yet. I'll definitely check that out after the show. That's quite cool. I like the idea of a Beauty and Beast remake. Definitely.
The teaser doesn't really show anything at all. Basically, it just shows off the little castle and just the close-up of the flower, but it does look really good. I'm very optimistic for this movie. Don't know if I should be, but I'm excited.
Yeah. It's Disney. They'll do all right.
Well,
you heard there's a BFG movie coming out, and I probably don't expect you to know what the BFG is, do you?
Excuse, how dare you?
You do know.
I do know. Good old Roald Dahl.
Yeah, nice one, Scott. Yeah. And I'm really excited for that one. That's going to be directed by Spielberg. So,
indeed.
How is that movie not to be good?
Yeah, that's true. I was about to say, so he did Alice in Wonderland, but it was Tim Burton. I don't know how they got those two mixed up.
Yeah.
When that first got announced, I was like, what's the BFG? And then I had to Google it. I'm like, oh yeah, this. I don't know how I forgot about it.
Yeah. I grew up with the original animation, and that was so, like, what's great about Roald Dahl's stories is that they're so dark, you know, and I think some of the best children's kind of programs are the ones that have this real kind of dark undertone that's like, you know, oh, you know, how fantastic is life and stuff, children, but also there are people who are going to eat you.
Yeah,
just so,
like,
you know. Just so you know.
Like, my favourite Roald Dahl book was James with the Giant Peach, I feel.
Oh yeah,
I love that one.
James with the Giant Peach was
and then
awesome.
The movie that came out, I really enjoyed that one as well. The animation sort of, it was like a mix between animation and stop motion. Don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But I love that.
I think it was animation to look like stop motion.
Yeah,
which
similar
was,
to the Lego movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Lego, I love that sort of animation style.
Yeah.
It's very different compared to the fluid. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it
so, when we started off this show, I Need Fruit surprised me, or scared me even, to say that we have a little quiz coming up for me. And I've like tried to get myself ready mentally, and I think, hopefully, I'm prepared for this test, so take it away.
Okay, you ready? You ready for the quiz?
I'm ready for
the quiz.
I'm
gonna have to do my patent intro, which I've prepared and paid money for. So ready?
Dr. Scottnik's quiz.
Wow, that was amazing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I spent lots of money on that one, but okay, are you ready?
I'm
Dr.
ready.
Scott. For the quiz of your life.
Yeah?
Okay. Quick fire. I need an answer within 2 seconds.
Oh, damn. Okay. I'm going to stop this up so much.
No, here we go. Blue or red?
Blue.
Crazy Taxi or Crazy Uber?
Crazy Taxi.
Golden Axe or Golden Sword?
Golden Axe.
Blue or red?
Blue.
Rap or jazz?
Jazz.
Boom or adventure?
Adventure.
Rings or emeralds?
Emeralds.
Skies of Arcadia or Fantasy Star?
Fantasy Star.
Sega or Nintendo?
Nintendo.
Nintendo or Sega?
Sega.
Mario or Sonic?
Sonic.
Disney or Marvel?
Oh my gosh. Don't do this to me. Marvel.
Disney or Star Wars?
Disney.
Lol, Disney owns all of them, so unlucky. But Sonic 2 or Sonic 3?
Sonic 2.
Dr. Sonic or Aimee Fruit?
Dr. Sonic. That's what you said.
Aladdin or Cinderella?
Aladdin.
Brown or purple?
Purple.
Dreamcast or Mega Drive?
Dreamcast.
Alien or Predator?
Alien.
Dr. Scottnik or Gum?
Gum.
Gum or Dr. Scottnik?
Dr. Scottnik.
Tails or anything else in the world?
I need fruit.
And that is the end of our quiz. Well done. We'll give a round of applause there. Well played, well played.
Was that the quiz?
That was the quiz. Oh dear.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Is there like a answers list of what I got right and wrong?
Yeah. I like to say you scored zero.
Oh, damn it.
You failed.
It's always next time.
Yeah.
Jesus, I was expecting this to be like a quiz about like movies or Sega or something.
Really?
I was heavily disappointed by you.
Oh dear. Well, I could probably do another quiz. Like, what's the what does E equal MC square mean?
Let's play some more music. And then we'll be back to say our farewells. So coming up next is from Phantasy Star Online Episode 2. It is World of Me. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
The Voice of Sega with Dr. Skotnik.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was World of Me from Phantasy Star Online, Episode 2, the ending theme. I'm here with I Need Fruit. Hi, I Need Fruit.
Hi, thank you for having me, Scott.
You're very okay, you're very welcome. So this show overran by about 20 minutes because we did start off a few minutes late because we were having a lot of technical difficulties. I didn't actually address this on air.
We also spoke about fast food.
And we also talked about fast food, which is very important in today's society. But before we started the show, we were debating whether we should do this on Skype or on Discord. So we were originally going to do it on Discord, but then I woke up too late. And I'm like, let's just do it on Skype, because that's what he set up. So he's like, okay. So he opens up Skype, and he's like, it's updating. So I'm like, damn it. So I'm like, okay, we'll just use Discord then. And then he joins the chat thing or whatever it is, and he's not showing up for me. And we're like, oh no, what is happening? So then he's like, shall we just go on Skype then? And I'm like, okay, let's just do Skype. So then we go on Skype, and then he calls me, and I've started the show by this point. So we're playing some good tunes, some Escape from the City, and then I can hear I Need Fruit, but I Need Fruit can't hear me. So we spent about 5 minutes trying to figure it out before we eventually got it to work. What was wrong with your computer, by the way?
Well, I do my show for a mixer, and the mixer was obviously not
cooperate
with the Skype or Discord, so I had to just plug it into the back of my PC, you know, the mic and headphone slots. So we got there in the end, right?
Hooray. So what are your plans for the week ahead?
Well, tomorrow is the last day off I have, and then I'm back to work, so tomorrow I'm going for a barbecue with my family, which is going to be lovely, and I'm looking forward to that.
Throw shrimp on the barbie?
Shrimp on the barbie, mate, eh?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate.
Hey. Yeah, mate. I'm so good at accents. I really am. Like,
how's your try an American?
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. Scott, please. I'm so good at accents.
Go on, then. Go on.
It's not American. Give me a state.
Oh,
nail.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Let's go with good old New York. Don't know what that was supposed to be, but New York.
Oh, New York's easy. It goes like this.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I'm from New York.
How about California?
Right, nailed it. Next one.
California.
Hello. I'm from California.
A Northern British next accent. Northern English accent.
Hello, I'm from Northern England.
Scottish accent.
You know, I'm from Scotland.
And we'll finish off with a Welsh accent.
Oh! Oh, I'm from Wales!
And I think a good time to end the show. Thank you very much to you, I Need Fruit, for joining me. I had a lot of fun. Definitely come back next time you're on holidays.
Yeah, will do, Scott. Yeah, thanks for having me.
When you can stay up this late.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Be sure to.
It's been fun.
Be sure to check out I Need Fruit Show, Club Sega, Wednesday at 8 PM UK time. I'm currently looking on the Radio Sega site because I don't know this off by heart at all. So be sure to tune into that. I'm actually yet to listen to one of his shows, which is not very good. I should probably do that eventually.
Aren't you like asleep when it's on though?
That is true. It's currently, hang on, let me figure this out. Yeah, talk for a bit while I try to figure the time out in my head.
Okay, well, I have to talk for a bit, so I'll do some
okay,
more.
Okay, shut up. So, oh no, go on. Do your final few accents. Go on.
No,
Encore.
My name is Michael Caine. My name is Michael Caine. All Batman.
You need sleep.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm so done, man. Yeah.
So your show is on when it's 4 a.m. in where
That's
I
right,
live.
4 a.m. Yeah. How so, dare you never listen to my show, Scott?
I'll check out one of your podcasts sooner or later. When I can be bothered. But thank you very much to everyone who tuned in today. I hope you enjoyed the lovely banter between us. I hope we made you quite hungry for some food, for some Subway, of course.
Yeah.
For some Subway. I might just go out to Subway just today, just for you. Take a nice photo of it, send it to you.
No.
Because I know you love Subway so much.
No, please. Scott, please.
Be sure to join me next week where I have no idea what I'm doing next week. I don't plan a week ahead, apart from this week, where we actually plan this 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy for me. The only time I've been this prepared was for the Johnny Jewelly show. And I came up with questions for that show the night before. And I was like, damn, I'm prepared.
That was a great show. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, you're too kind.
No, I did. Yeah, definitely.
So we're gonna
wasn't
end
as good as my...
Oh, sorry.
I was about to say it wasn't as good as my questions tonight.
That is true. Your question. Oh, they were on point. They were. They will stay with me forever. Very controversial. Very socially relevant to today's society.
Exactly.
But we're going to end the show off with a classic. I say that, but I haven't even chosen a song yet. We're gonna end off with a choose a song.
Any song.
If I have it on my computer, which I probably don't, but go on, any song.
Have you got any Metropolis Street Racer?
For you, I do.
Let's go, Show Me Your Love.
Well, I don't have that song.
What? I Still Believe?
I don't know that one either. I only have three Metropolis Street Racer songs on my computer.
Which ones do you have, Scott?
I have Let's Get It On Tonight, which I've already played.
Yeah.
I played that at the start of the show. I've got State of Mind, and I have good old, everyone's favourite, The Sex Sounds on Radio Sega, Passion.
Oh my goodness, we have to go for Passion, surely.
Alright then. Thank you very much for listening. I almost always say thanks for watching. I don't know why I do this. Probably because I keep making videos on YouTube, which I haven't for like 4 months. But stay tuned. Also, I'm like prolonging the ending of this show. I'm so sorry, everyone. Me and I Need Fruit, eventually, when we can be bothered, we'll be doing stuff on the Radio Sega YouTube channel. So look forward to that.
Yes.
No dates set yet, because if we do that, you're going to be disappointed. But look forward to upcoming stuff. That's what I'm going to say. So yes, goodbye everyone. See you next week. Coming up next, Passion, Metropolis Street Racer. I'm sorry if you haven't heard this before. I'm sorry, but everyone's heard this before. So I just accidentally unplugged my headphones. So I don't know if I Need Fruit is talking or not. So let me just plug
Scott,
these back
you're
in.
A
hang
fool.
On.
You're an idiot.
Seeing how I can.
I hate you so much.
There we go. My headphones are back on.
Oh, you alright, buddy? How's it going?
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hi. Yeah, yeah.
Don't know if you're talking some crap about me there.
Oh, no. Of course not. Never.
Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.